rag. It's now 27 minutes before 9 o'clock. And in just a moment, we are going to talk about the current exhibit in the galleries at the Society for Contemporary Craft. This will give you a sense, though, of at least one of the exhibits. This is Beth Baron.
I'm Beth Baron. My work started from a really personal place. I was walking around. My heart was broken. I saw a Band-Aid on the ground. And I thought, oh, if only it were so easy to put a Band-Aid on this. Then I saw another Band-Aid in a short amount of time. And my mind just got overloaded with questions. What was the wound about? Is the person suffering more now without that Band-Aid on? Or is giving it air a healing thing? Or are scars strengthening? Or are we more susceptible? Daily life is just filled with all kinds of trauma, day after day after day, little to big. That was sort of my initial launching point. The mandalas, which are visual signs of wholeness, circles, and Jung talks about them, and they're used in Eastern religions as a symbol of wholeness and that we're all one. I needed to find some hope. It's sort of like I just woke up and decided, instead of being wounded and constantly feeling like I was trying to heal, and when you're using the word healing, for some reason it sounded to me like there was a destination that you would eventually be healed. And I think words like are really important, and we were talking about voice, and words don't always do us justice, but we need to try to put words to what's going on. What I did with this, and I sew each stitch by hand, was I started to realize that I could stitch myself back together any way I wanted to. And it made me think about the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. You know, he was like, my leg's over there and my arm's over there, and you can put that back together. We can put ourselves back together. Spend a little time alone and let your voice, you know, echo through your body and through your mind, and be brave.
Beth Baron, one of the artists whose work is on exhibit now at Enough Violence, which continues through March 2014 at the Society for Contemporary Craft in the Strip District, and each month in collaboration with Contemporary Craft, we are featuring information about the exhibit and also organizations who are participating as service providers and resources for those whose lives are affected by violence. And today, it's a pleasure to welcome Natalie Sweet from the Society for Contemporary Craft, Christy Carnahan from Victim Outreach Intervention Center, and Kristen Brown from Women's Center and Shelter. Thank you for being here so early. And I'm going to start with you, Natalie. Just let us know how the exhibit is going and what's new since I've spoken with you last.
Sure. The exhibit's been going really great. In addition to having the exhibit on display, we've been doing a really great job of working with our partners in the community. Every first Saturday of the month, we are hosting our partner organizations to be in the gallery and share information about their organizations, so that'll be going on today in the gallery. And also today in the gallery, one of the local artists, Blaine Siegel, who did a really interesting piece about the relationship between Malala, who is a character who stood up for education for children across the world, and he is a resident artist at Wilkinsburg School. He will be in the gallery today working on his piece, so if you're in town, it would be a great chance to meet with him and talk with him. We have a lot of really interesting programming continuing through the next several months. I'm excited next weekend we'll be having another community drum circle, which we did at the opening weekend, which was a really great way to bring people together.
I'm glad you mentioned Blaine, who's done just incredible work at Wilkinsburg High School. Let's listen to Blaine. We actually have a profile featuring Blaine, and then we'll talk to our two other guests.
My name is Blaine Sigel. I was the artist in residence at Wilkinsburg High School for the 2012-2013 year. I'm a multimedia artist, multifaceted, dealing with a lot of different issues. For this particular show, Enough Violence, the gallery reached out to me because they found out that Wilkinsburg High School was statistically the most violent high school in Pennsylvania. When I first started thinking about this show and response to violence in society, I went back to a piece I'd done a few years ago where I was commenting on the perception of violence with soldiers in war acclimating back into the United States. As divisive as violence can be, it's also a very bonding experience between people because all people experience it. We're all brothers, we're all sisters. And Malala Yousafzai, that's the Pakistani education rights teenager who was shot in the head by the Taliban for trying to educate herself and other girls, her and her friends. So then I started thinking about how, you know, she's 15. My students at Wilkinsburg High School are the exact same age she is. These kids in Western Pennsylvania and Malala, so many thousands of miles away, both struggling with education and violence. How do they meet? So it was that, again, violence is a bonding factor. That's what led to the pieces that I've done for this show. The original idea going in was to show the beauty the students, the children, are still capable of being in this perceived environment of violence. There's always someone walking through the hall, they're either singing or they're clapping their hands, they're doing something musical, with no audience, just a singular form of expression in this school that is boring and plain. Having this relationship with these kids has impacted my work and made me feel like I have a voice to say something about this. We all suffer violence. No matter who you are in the world, we're all gonna suffer. It's how you respond to that that really matters. That's ultimately what's gonna save humanity if it needs saving. It's what's gonna leave humanity forth, is how you respond to struggle, how you respond to adversity and violence.
Blaine, whose work is at Wilkinsburg High School, just a great reflection from him. We're talking about Enough Violence, which is a Pittsburgh-based exhibit. The Society for Contemporary Craft conceived this, and after its end in March of 2014, it likely will travel to other places to share art and ideas about ways to end violence. We also have with us, in addition to Natalie Sweet, who you heard from a moment ago, Kristen Brown and Christy Carnahan, who are with two of the agencies participating in the first Saturday events that you heard Natalie mention. And Kristen, why don't we start with you? Could you tell us a little bit about who you're with and the services provided?
Sure. I'm with Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh, and we provide shelter and supportive services for victims of intimate partner violence and their children. We're much more than a shelter. I mean, I think people hear it in our name. We do provide housing for up to 36 women and children in our emergency shelter, and those are for women and children who are really in lethal danger. But what we also know is these women need supportive services like legal advocacy, medical advocacy, support groups, and a lot of other services to kind of wrap around them, because we know the only way to end the violence is to deal with it emotionally as well. So we've been around for 40 years. We'll be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on May 2nd, 2014. So we were one of the first six shelters in the United States.
I was curious about that. Do you have a sense of what happened before there were shelters? Who fulfilled this need? Was it just ignored or under the radar?
I think so, and I think we've made a lot of progress. The way we were started, we two women had a vision for just literally a women's center. So it was just kind of a gathering place for women to come and sew, and they did yoga. And what they realized was that 40% of the women coming there were being abused. So I do think it was a hidden issue. I think it still is a hidden issue, one that we're making some progress on, some great progress, but it is still one of those issues that kind of lingers in the background because it's something that people don't want to talk about. So we're really happy to be a part of this exhibit because it is bringing this issue to the forefront.
This is Kristen Brown from Women's Center and Shelter, who will be at the Society for Contemporary Craft today in the Strip District as one of the resources associated with Enough Violence. Do you think that violence towards women is increasing?
You know, we get asked that question, and we say that perhaps we are really making some good progress and that maybe the violence isn't necessarily increasing. It's that more women are coming forward. We do believe that. I mean, people, you know, obviously once the economic decline in 2008, things got a little, obviously it was tougher for people, the violence increased. But really, we think it's because we're hopefully doing a good job of giving women a voice and them coming forward. So we're not sure about the increase, but more that we're hoping that women are coming forward saying, this is happening to me and I need help.
So people may feel more comfortable coming forward, knowing they're not alone, and perhaps being able to simply connect in other ways and even to be anonymous. I know through some of our work with Women's Center and Shelter, with kids who sometimes are involved, just how careful you are with privacy and with providing comfort. Now, here with us as well is Christy Carnahan, who is with Victim Outreach Intervention Center. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
And tell me a little bit about your agency, please.
Voice is a sister agency to Women's Center and Shelter. We provide similar services to survivors of domestic violence. Our primary service area, however, is Butler County, and we, in addition to providing services to survivors of domestic violence, we also serve survivors of sexual assault and other violent crime.
And do you serve men and children directly?
Absolutely.
I was wondering about that because there are men who also are victims of physical violence as well as emotional distress, too. And it becomes critical. Now, you mentioned Butler County. Do you have a facility in Butler?
We do. We have a confidential location that serves as a shelter. And in addition, we provide community outreach at an outreach center as well.
Very good. And what do you think, if I can ask, what are some of the hidden truths that people need to know? And I'm not trying to challenge you, but there may be, I know one of them is that it tends to be cyclical. People who are sons or daughters of abusive parents or who were raised in an abusive atmosphere by hook or by crook tend to emulate that behavior even though they may not even realize they're doing it. And also that sometimes you'll seek a partner that is abusive if you were raised by somebody who was abusive. Again, the brain doing some remarkable things that you would think you'd be more sensitive to those issues, but instead they become things that you seek. Is that correct? I've read that. And
yes, that's an idea called trauma reenactment, and that's a part of trauma theory. And certainly it's not a conscious choice, but there are mechanisms in the brain that can allow for that to happen. In addition, at the beginning of an abusive relationship, an abusive person will often appear to be exactly the opposite of an abusive partner. And so that can make it all the more confusing because by the time you sort of realize what's going on, you're already deep into the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true. And I think your question before, what are some of the things that people need to know? I mean, there are a lot of reasons why women or men don't leave the relationship. You know, people will say, why don't you just leave? It is so very complex. And like you were saying, like Christy was saying, you know, once you're in that relationship, it becomes, you feel like that's what you deserve and that's what you're used to. If someone tells you that you're not worth anything, you start to believe it. You know, there are financial reasons. When children are involved, it's really difficult. Something we're seeing more of is that women don't leave because of pets. Sometimes these pets are the only friends in the world that these women or men have. So that's, we're seeing an increase in, you know, people needing to figure out their pet situation before they can leave. So it's really a complex issue that I think through education, that's how people will understand. It's just, it's very complex, and that's why you really need to heal emotionally once you're out of that relationship.
That's the voice of Kristen Brown, Women's Center and Shelter, and Christy Carnahan, Victim Outreach Intervention Center, Voice, also is here, and we'll talk again in just a second. And Natalie Sweet is here from Society for Contemporary Craft. We're talking about the Enough Violence exhibition, which currently is there at the Society for Contemporary Craft. Let me share with you now some thoughts that we captured from staff members at SCC on the Saturday of opening weekend.
My name's Natalie Sweet. I'm the exhibition's apprentice.
Rachel Saul.
I'm Janet McCall, executive director here at Society for Contemporary Craft.
For me, the most important thing about the show is creating a dialogue within our own community as a positive way to deal with violence. That's what the show is really about.
My favorite part about this show is that people are talking and people are saying, how can we start where I live or in my neighborhood or with somebody I know?
We took a lot of time talking about how to approach the subject and realize it's a sensitive subject, but also realize it's an important subject to address.
It's a great opportunity for people to think about what's actually happening around them within our culture, outside of our culture, as individuals. So I think there's some really dynamic things happening in these pieces.
I wanted to share a story about someone that I met only briefly and was very impressed by, and sadly, before this show came to fruition, he was murdered. His name was Isaiah Dent. He was an activist who was particularly known for working to combat violence in his community. He was a fiber artist. As we've worked on this show, I've really just thought about him and thought about the fact that, you know, we're doing this show for people like him who have lost their lives, who no longer have a way to continue to do the work in the community, and it's something that we can try to carry and move forward.
And thank you to Sarah Siplak, who captured and produced all of the audio montages you're hearing this morning. Natalie, I forgot you let off that montage. I apologize for putting you in a position where you have to hear yourself, which is not always the most comfortable thing in the world, but you sound great.
Thanks.
How does it feel to have watched this come to life? I've been following the interactivity on the website where people have been telling stories of violence, and I've seen some but not all of the exhibit. I should mention admission is free. You can certainly make a donation. But one thing that I think is significant about that in this case is you may want to go multiple times, because there's only so much perhaps that you can take in at one time. You're really filled with emotion when you go through the exhibit. How's it gone in the last month or so?
It's been going really well. It's been really well received by people coming in. To be honest, it is a heavy exhibition, and working on it day in and day out is can be a struggle some days when you read all the news articles coming in. But we've done a lot of things to help cope with that and help people coming in to realize that they don't need to be overwhelmed by the problems, that they can in turn turn to our resources and be part of the solution.
We've put together some mechanisms to help people out. We have a solution station in the gallery where people can post news articles, post reactions to the exhibition, draw something, write how they're feeling. We also have a really great website, outenoughviolence.net, like you mentioned, where people are sharing their stories, and it gives people a chance to go home and really think about what they saw and take some time to take it in and respond to that and heal along with the pieces.
That's Natalie Sweet from Society for Contemporary Crafts. And one thing I want to be sure that we mention right away from Women's Center and Shelter is, if there is an emergency, if somebody's listening right now that needs help, what's the best route?
You can absolutely, anybody can call our hotline. So it is 24/7 emergency hotline. It really is for victims, aunts, uncles, friends, cousins, clergy, police officers, anybody who has a question.
Men, women, children, anybody. Anyone. And
absolutely.
They're trained people.
Absolutely.
And what's the hotline number?
The hotline number is 412-687-8005.
412-687-8005. And you can jot down that number. Maybe you know of somebody who just needs a number to call who's in that kind of situation. And we tend to be lighthearted here Saturday morning, but this is part of the human condition. And especially in these times when sometimes we've become a little desensitized to treatment of others and also less willing to talk about things being less than perfect.
Right.
So again, it's 687-8005,
mm-hmm.
area code 412. We just have a few more moments left. Christy, is there anything else you would like to add about the services? This is Christy Carnahan at Victim Outreach Intervention Center.
Yes, we also have a 24-hour hotline for anyone in the Butler County community who might be in need of service. And again, we too provide services to significant others, meaning aunts, uncles, friends, relatives. And the number there is 1-800-400-8551. And if there's any need to contact our agency for volunteer service or for victim service, we're there 24/7 to answer questions and provide support.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for being here this morning. And did I miss anything that you might want to add? I'll turn back to Kristen.
You know, our website is a really great resource, an educational tool for anybody wanting to know more, and that's wcscanhelp.org. We do have videos on there, vignettes of people telling their stories, which can be very therapeutic. And it's there because you may find yourself in a similar situation.
And I think it's your website also part of Women's Center and Shelter, or is it independent?
No, it's voiceforvictims.com.
Voiceforvictims.com. And our thanks to the voices you just heard, Kristen Brown and Christy Carnahan. Natalie Sweet, anything else to report?
In addition to domestic violence abuse, Enough Violence has explored war crimes and street violence as well. And if you are a victim of any of these kinds of violence or want to learn more about those, our website, enoughviolence.net, has a whole list of resources for any specific kind of thing that you might be looking for, and is a really great place to look.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us today. And again, Enough Violence continues through March 2014 at the Society for Contemporary Crafts.